Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Oh, you guys know what
it's
today is.
It's getting accurate.
Opening day.
You're damn right, Ted. It's opening day, and we all know the rules of baseball in here when it comes to, you know, the basics of gameplay. But if there's one thing that's kind of the bane of a lot of different fans' existence, as well as players, are those pesky unwritten rules, right? Those rules
right.
That aren't exactly on the rule book, but, man, you can't do that because of the old school way. In fact, let's get into it.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 of baseball's unwritten rules. I don't want to talk about the unwritten rules of baseball.
Huh?
I don't mind sounding a bit of a purist or a curmudgeon when it comes to the game I love. I'm a National League guy, and you went and ruined it. You put 9 people on the field. Those same 9 people get an at-bat. You don't bring in a designated hitter, ooh, but it makes the game so much more exciting. No, it's not that tough. Ooh, we have to protect the ace pitcher's arm. Give me a break. I will die on this hill.
He will.
And Mariners fans, 108 years. Yeah. I have been a Cubs fan since I was 4 years old. I am 49 now. 45 years. One World Series in my lifetime 8 years ago. Calm down. Go Mariners.
Never in our existence, VD.
You don't think it'll happen in your life?
I didn't say that. I just said in our existence, we haven't had it.
Oh, in our, okay.
108 years, me. Well, you were alive for 80 of them, so shut up. Baseball's unwritten rules. He will. He is bitched about the designated hitter.
How long has it been?
For a long time, dude. Like, he bitched about it before it became a rule that it was, you know.
Do you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
My very good friend Tony, who's also a curmudgeon and will admit it, just like VD does. To this day, he refuses to listen to Pearl Jam because they replaced Andrew Wood, who died, by the way.
Right.
So I had to boot him out in Mother Love Bone. I mean, to this day, he's like,
it's not
I won't
like he
do
kicked
it, man.
Him out.
I was like, bro, it's been 3 decades, man. I won't
God.
Do it.
Baseball's unwritten rule book, don't steal bases, swing at 3-0 pitches, or otherwise run up the score when ahead by a large margin.
I would say,
say that again.
If you're at the pro level, you can swing at a 3-0 pitch.
Basically, if you're ahead by a large margin, you do not steal bases, you do not swing at 3-0 pitches, and you do not run up the score, basically.
Well, a large lead has nothing to do with a 3-0 pitch.
Right. Like,
I feel in professional sports, no one's running up the score. I think Bill Belichick, who's not my favorite, had one of the best quotes. They beat the piss out of the Bills probably like 15 years ago. But like you ran up the score. He goes, we did not run up the score. He goes, it is not my job to tell my team to stop playing. It's the other coach's job to tell his team to stop us. And I'm like, you know what? Once you get paid, brother, it's not personal. Right? I'm not trying to crush you, but if you can't stop me, I keep going.
It's also tough, too, like, I coached a lot of baseball in my teenage years when I stopped playing, like later teenage years and early 20s.
Right.
I have coached teams that we were just better. And I had umpires before, like, just keep running. Have them swing at everything. I was trying to run my kids into outs.
Right.
And the other team was so bad, they couldn't even throw the ball.
And you're like, come on.
That's why you need a 10-run rule.
Yes.
I say,
correct.
Make it out to the sixth inning in all levels of baseball. So Little League's a little bit different because they only go 6 innings.
Sure.
But every other dude, if you're beating a team by 10, then the game
Kill
is
it.
Over.
Yeah.
No, the game is over as soon as you score that run. It's like, boom, we win.
Don't swing at the first pitch after the pitcher has allowed back-to-back home runs.
Wow. Oh. Are you kidding?
I mean, look, I'm not a big fan of swinging at the first pitch, period. But
I am.
I'd
go for it.
You know what, Miles? We're not going to do this on the air.
No, we're not. All right.
We obviously coach different.
I know.
I'm just saying, I don't like. I've never even heard that one.
As far as the conventional retaliation, who's the target?
The next batter?
The next batter. Throwing at hitters is the conventional retaliation. Pitchers relieved mid-inning must stay in the dugout until the end of the inning. I've never even heard of that.
Never heard of that.
Oh, like he can't go
If I relieve you, Ted, you sit in that dugout until I'm finished, and then you
can go. Yeah, because you got to watch the guy that relieved you.
Right.
That's just
personal. You left the men on base, so you got to see how the inning ends.
Correct.
I mean,
that's on you.
These are very ticky tacky, yes, and again, like I'm joking with Miles, but I think this depends on how you're coaching your team and what your set of rules are.
Don't step on the pitcher's mound.
Never.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel that's fair. That's just a respect thing, man.
Don't walk in front of the catcher. If you're coming up to bat and you need to cross over, you go behind the umpire in order to get to your batter's box.
Huh. I didn't know that one.
I don't know that.
I've never heard that one.
I'm going to scope it out now, dude.
I would not even think about it.
I've never heard of that one.
Neither have I.
Never.
Never.
I mean, also, never. To me, it's we always thought it was a sign of disrespect. And also, just, I don't know, man. You never know when a ball is going to get thrown in. He might change out a ball. Like, I always thought of it as a safety thing, too.
I love this
one. I would think more safety.
Yeah. I love this one. When you're listening to a game, the Ted Smith, he's out on the mound, and he is just pitching a burner of a game. In fact, you know, it's seventh inning here, Steve. As a matter of fact, if you look at that scoreboard there, Ted's got a no-hitter going here in the seventh inning.
Do not talk to the pitcher. Never bring it up.
Don't even talk about it.
Don't say it.
My buddy did it while he was driving last week.
No.
He goes, we've barely hit any traffic. And I went, dude,
what's wrong with you?
You got a perfect game.
Right. There are certain things
you feel like. We're almost there.
When the universe is smiling upon you. Whatever, so, no-hitter, getting all the green lights. It seems like there's this universal belief, like, the universe is smiling on us. Don't bring it up.
It's like the guy that announces the fact this guy hasn't missed a field goal all year.
Right. You know what's going to happen.
My friend just goes, hey, you just had four pars in a row. And I'm like, you.
Now I'm not going to.
Yeah, golf course a little different.
Get a little salty.
Yeah, he's competing with you.
You still owe Jay a little hand action.
No, I think I owe more now.
Still on no-hitters, don't bunt during a no-hitter.
Oh, I disagree with that. I love it.
Too. Why?
Bunt.
Why? It's a play.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win the game. I'm glad.
Because that is a scuzzy way to get rid of a no-hitter.
No, it's not. It's putting a guy on first. But
unless it's an actual strategy of yours.
It's not about me ending your no-hitter. Because if I'm on the opposing team, I don't care that you're throwing a no-hitter beyond the fact that my team's not hitting. But to Miles' point, if I can get a guy on base, which makes my next batter very important to me, I'm doing the whole point to me, if they're paying you money to compete at that level, is to win the effing game.
Mike, also something else. If you're throwing a no-hitter, you probably have not walked a lot of batters.
Oh, yeah.
There has not been anyone on base. That pitcher has been throwing from the windup the entire game. If I get on with a bunt, now the guy who's been money on the windup has to go to the stretch. That's a different way to pitch, and he hasn't pitched it all day long. So I'm going
to
put the pitcher in the stretch position.
Don't yell anything when an opposing fielder is trying to catch a ball.
Everybody does it.
Apparently, A-Rod once famously yelled, I got it, when a Blue Jays player was trying to catch
a ball.
Well,
you should call the center fielder's got that.
Center fielder gets the ball, too.
No, center fielder's got the call, even on the infield.
That's a little ticky-tacky. I was not a big fan of the kids I coach in doing it, but you play enough baseball, enough leagues, there's some teams that do it.
If it's kids, that's one thing. But, I mean, think about football. Every time they line up, what do they think about Max Crosby? Dude, why'd you call me little boy? Like, you're talking before the play. They're trying to get in your head.
You bet.
Again, my goal is not to let you in. My goal is to beat the living hell out of you.
And then the number one unwritten rule of baseball, and it has to do with us adult fans. If you catch a foul ball and you look around and there's a doe-eyed little child there staring at that foul ball that
Wait till you grow up, boy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or his father should have caught it.
You're damn right. Your dad's got doggone butterfingers over there. Get a better dad, not my ball.
Yeah, your dad, your uncle, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.